And behind our WSWZ dynamic duo microphones, we've got the rare pair. Boss Bob and, of course, welcome back.
They call him Emperor Hill.
I don't think I can stand much more of this.
That's amazing.
Chuck, thank you very much for inviting us down here.
Feel any older yet?
I just happen to be in the neighborhood. I live in Cleveland.
That's all right. I come up here once in a while.
I just happen to be in the neighborhood. They can't come and get me.
Hey, listen, I've made a couple of friends since I've been in town. I told this one guy down at the Marathon Station.
I thought it was the police station.
Well, no.
Free gas?
No. Well, I suppose it would give you some free gas. Just mention my name. David Mike's Marathon. You know where that is?
Oh, they gave you a lot of free gas.
Yeah, free and gas.
Jason Young.
Oh, that's cool.
I made a trade deal, first time in town. Listen, what do you want to do here?
It's your show. You and Bob, it's your deal. And I'll tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that Bob and Johnny have gotten some rare commercials that they did back at WCOL in the early 60s. And I've got some idiot sheets for them, which I'm not familiar with because I'm not an idiot. But anyway, through my bad eyesight, I think we're all going to have a ball with this because there's some incredible things that I remember, and I think you will too once you hear it. We'll let Johnny introduce and give you some background on these, and I'll do my best to run them for you, okay?
Yeah, believe me, he can handle
them. I don't remember them either.
Oh, I mean, let's get at that old
You're playing these jingles and these records. I can't remember playing any of this.
You know, that's
I didn't play any
thing.
Of this crap.
I don't remember the records.
They had to pick out every record I played.
Yeah, I know.
A guy named Dickie Weber would, every night before he'd go home, he would pick out every single record because I didn't one record from the other one.
We were very straight format at that time.
Oh, yeah.
Until how many times did they fire me?
Three times, Bob.
Three times they fired me for breaking format, and I never left.
What'd you do? Talk.
Yeah, I said something besides the singing clock. we had a lot of fun. I remember, I will open this up with a story that I like to tell. I'd been working in Tampa, Florida, and this was back in 1900.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I drove up in front of the station with my U-Haul trailer and my now ex-wife.
It was still down there
when I drove to work. Yeah, it probably is. And I went upstairs and I saw a guy named Steve Jost, who the people in Lancaster will know, because the Jost family is from Lancaster.
There's 83 of them here.
I think so. Why does your mic... Hello, I'm off. Why does your
mic sound
so much better than mine? Are we on or not?
You're on. I hear you real quick.
I can't hear.
Can you hear me?
I pulled the deal down into the queue so I can get next song up while you guys whack it, Joe.
Oh, I didn't understand. Well, see, I don't know all that engineering stuff, so I'm learning. I know. Anyhow.
Okay.
I went upstairs and I talked to Steve Jost, and I said, Steve, I got a wife and everything, and I need a job. And he says, well.
He says, I do too.
Can you go on at 10 o'clock? And that's how I started working.
That's pretty much the same way I got there. You know who just walked in?
No, yes.
Sonny Palmer. Oh, and I know his real name, and it's not Sonny.
I know.
Think of the Wright brothers.
Okay, I'm from Wellston. You're from Colton. You're from...
West Liberty.
Yeah. And where are you from, Chuck?
I'm from the Buckeye Capital.
And where are we right now? Well, Sonny, say something.
Yeah. So?
Hi, John.
Okay.
I recognize that voice.
Let me say something like we did on the air when I worked there. It's now 5 minutes after six.
Oh, no.
That's about it. Then a couple times an hour, the hour, I could give the temperature and read the weather.
Yeah.
So we're going to play some music here or what?
Well, we never
do. We're going to do one of your rare commercials.
We're going to
do one. Let's do a commercial, all right? From the new WCOL.
How new?
Oh, about 35 years.
So new, it's already here and gone.
The WCOL All-Americans are having a schools-out party. And what a party! It all starts Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. The All-Americans will be at the Fairgrounds Youth Center with a big schools-out dance. All the music is live. You'll dance to the sound of the Rebounds and Sir Timothy and the Royals and Marvin Reed and the Playboys. Then Thursday night, beginning at 8 o'clock, the Blue Dolphin Teen Club in the Linden Roller Rink, Westerville Road and Oakland Park Avenue will be the scene of the action. Live, in person, singing all their hits.
Past, present, future.
The Shangri-Las. and the...
Is this for real or what?
For dancing, the Epics and the Pendletons. Price of admission for each night, just $1.50. School's out. Time for fun. Join the All-American Celebration.
Don't think it will ever happen again.
Too much.
Hey! Join the All-American team for fun. On 1230 WCOL.
Real Gone and Farmer John, the premieres and another big COL pick hit, that one from June of 64. And behind a big Z103 microphones tonight, we've got Bad Bob Harrington, Sonny Palmer, Jump Johnny Hill, Taking Away Cats.
Yeah, I was just thinking, here are these two guys standing here talking about being married and everything. Hey, girls, I'm single, and if you have money, I'm available.
You were always single, even when you were married. What are you talking about?
Well, I guess that's true. We had some great times. I was looking at a list here of all of the people. You know, a lot of people passed through Snow Belt. And not many of us stayed like as long. You guys stayed a lot longer than I did. I think I was there 7 years.
Six or seven. I was there for about 13 or 14, maybe 15.
Hell, I thought you were still there.
Maybe. That only station.
Hey, can we drop some names here?
Sure.
This is like a promo rather than just bore people.
Who's going to pick them up, though?
I don't know. We're going to play such names tonight as Dan Morris.
Oh, yeah.
John Otting, Jim Simpson, Roy Harvey.
Remember Jim Simpson?
Oh, do I remember Jim Simpson?
John Grimes.
John Grimes.
He was big boy.
He was my newsman twice.
Is that the same guy that's on ABC now?
Oh, yeah.
Is that him?
Sure.
I hear that voice, and I thought it was him.
Thanks to me,
sure.
He got his big break.
How much?
My show was so bad, he got fired.
He sounded like Walter Cronkite sometimes.
Oh, he did?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he'd wake up in the morning.
Do you remember when they changed the news and Roy Harvey? Bring that name up.
Oh, Roy. A lot of Roy Harvey tonight. We're going to do Teen Scene Magazine, by the way.
I remember that show.
Harvey could do about 1,000 voices.
And they all sound like Roy Harvey.
You're right.
No, it was when I came to COL after I got fired at TVN, no one ever gets laid off in this business.
Well, I got fired from TVN, too, so we're not alone.
Anybody here hasn't been fired from TVN? Anyway, one of the first guys I ran into was Sonny Palmer, who was born and raised in a little town in southern Ohio about 4 or 5 miles from where I live, which is not that far from here. Not long after that, Harrington came to town and a whole bunch of other people, and I can't remember them all.
I can't.
Jim Hazeltine,
Lancaster, Jim Simpson. Pennsylvania is where Jim was from.
Oh, yeah. And Mike Adams.
Reinhardt was right down the road.
He changed his name legally to Mike Adams.
I talked with him about 4 or 5 years ago.
Is that right?
He wanted to exchange letters, and I never wrote back to him. You know how that is, Bob.
He's so esoteric, though. He's a
college professor.
He's a college professor. I know. Terry Hackney?
A college? Who?
Yeah, he is. He's a dean.
What? Parent is going to pay. What parent in the right mind is going to send their kid to Mike Adams? But anyway.
He was really
sentence starts out the new something.
You know, I want to recall one other name that you guys may be able to help me with, because he was only there a short time, but he was the first newscaster that I worked with at COL, and a very old man. What was his name?
That was you, Bob.
Martin Petrie.
No, Martin.
This is before Martin.
It was Walter Furness and his Bruce Furness.
For a long time, when I first came to COL, we were all on cartridge, and nobody did anything live except the news, except one thing you could do live, and that was me at 6 o'clock. Here's Walter Furness and his Cruise for News.
Sonny, would you do that again, please? That sounded so nice.
He was the only personality at the radio station.
He was older than dirt.
He was stronger than it, too.
And Collie Young used to cringe when he would say, and now for the main stem.
Yeah. The oldest listener we had, oldest listener we had that time, that I was about 15 years old, listened to Walter Furness and his Cruise for News.
I remember that.
We're also going to do a Chicken Man thing. Oh, yeah, a lot of basketball.
You know, I still work with the Chicken Man.
Remember Lou Nelson?
Yeah, that's Dick Orkin is his name.
Yeah.
And he has the Rodeo Ranch in Los Angeles, and you'll hear him on a lot of national commercials. I did the first Chicken Man with him when I worked with him in Lancaster at WLAN, and they called that show at that time Henry Humble. And Chicken Man evolved into Chicken Man from Henry Humble.
With the TVN was the narrator on that, Jim Runyon.
Jim Runyon, sure.
Wow.
The guy was that guy.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you know, we are lucky. Most of those guys are dead.
That's right. But, you know, you guys remember, we own that town.
Oh, sure.
We owned it.
Is that
the only rock station in the whole city?
When we turned that thing on at 7 o'clock and we did the Battle of the Sounds.
Battle of New Sounds.
Yeah. And when we turned that thing on, we could literally shut down the phone systems, the exchange systems in downtown Columbus.
You couldn't get through. That's exactly right.
The phone company would call up and complain.
Because I had all these girls that used to call me a lot, and they would complain because I couldn't get through.
Sonny, you had girls calling you? I'd never suspected
that. Ladies,
that's
why you had a private line put in the studio.
You know, Bob, I never heard your show on the air. I never, ever heard it. I had to get up at like 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning, and I was in bed early.
Yeah, well, I think you're better off.
Actually, John Hill was the best morning man I ever heard. I couldn't even talk at 6 o'clock in the morning, and he came on the air sounding bright and cheerful and lively and waking everybody up. And like I said, I could hardly breathe at 6 o'clock.
Because you had wine in the morning before.
Plus you had Steve Jost on the phone and a cattle prod saying, pick it up.
Remember the red phone would ring.
Oh, yeah.
You're fired, Harrington. Oh, again?
This is a recording.
I could talk so fast only dogs could hear me. You want to get us out of this mess?
All right.
Save the day for Batman and Robin. The new WCOL will present a problem confronting the fearless duel. It's up to you to save the day. This is problem number 4.
We find Batman and Robin riding the Bat-horse, tracking the Penguin's secret hideout in the woods near Gotham City.
Jumping horse tracks, Batman! We're right back where we started!
Not quite, little fellow. If we were back where we started, we could quit and go home.
Holy horsehair, look!
You're completely surrounded by poison dart umbrellas, Batman. Your do-good deeds are ended. If you take one step, the umbrella fires. Then it's the bat coffin for you.
Will this felonious, foul, fantastic fate fashioned by the Penguin end the career of Gotham's famed duo?
For Batman and Robin, write your solution to Batman, the new WCOL Columbus. The deadline for problem number 4 is midnight Saturday.
Another swinging big sea weekend with 12:30.
W-C-O-L. How does she steal fellas from me? She's got marshmallows and tea. You have to be a very unfickle he to resist marshmallows and tea. They're so soft to the touch and don't cost very much. They're so sweet on your feet, look good enough to eat. Marshmallows are shoes for attracting a man. They've got a tea strap on the top, and they come from Tom McGann.
Marshmallows and tea are flats of marshmallow soft leather with a tea strap on the top in five delicious colors. Only $3.99, only at Tom McGann.
Marshmallows are shoes, and they come from
the greatest team in the world. You are 1230 WCOL, our American.
Now welcome back to the All Americans. Your show, you take it.
Do we really look like all Americans?
Look like I'm not going to fall into that pit.
Well, you guys got old.
CBS. CBS just called 60 Minutes is in trouble.
Well, we had the, remember the All American basketball team.
Oh,
we were the worst basketball players ever.
Yeah.
But we looked great. We had the best uniforms you could ever have.
We paid for those uniforms because we didn't get a raise.
And not only that, we paid the other teams to lay down.
Must have. Yeah, because we couldn't play.
You know, the story on that team, originally it was all guys from the station that played, and we, that was only one game, and we were so bad and embarrassed that we hired ringers.
Right.
And on any given night, the only person on the team would be either me or Harrington, and on some nights it would be the two of us.
That's right.
And we only carried five people because we divided the money up equally, and that's how we fed our family. It's really sad.
You might make $10 or $15 a night.
Talk about making money, though. Remember those record house we had out at Valley Dale?
Oh, yeah.
We made some money out there.
Hell yeah.
Chuck Selby.
We did them at the Lausche building. We did a lot of those.
Remember that we had Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
And we had Herman's Hermits. And
we
had some names.
We did the Four Tops. We did the Supremes.
Is that all?
Oh, remember when you and I did that Gold Digger show at Ohio State? Was that 63 or 64?
Yeah.
And we had Smokey and the Miracles, Marvin Gaye, the Rivieras.
That was a Jeff Franklin deal. Do you remember Jeff Franklin?
Yeah.
You know, guys, I wasn't included on any of those.
Well, John, you
and I think you probably owe me some money.
You were in management. You were in management then.
No, I wasn't either.
I always thought you were in management.
You remember the first edition, which was Kenny Rogers' first big band, was almost a house band for us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Playing at the Bistro.
And he didn't. Yeah.
Yeah. And George Lias.
And where else did they? Oh, and remember when we did the dances at the State Fairgrounds, and they didn't like us, and mm-hmm. they took us out of our main room, and stuck us over in the beef cattle building.
Yes, right.
Just to discourage us. It didn't discourage us. A half hour before we did our dances there, there would still be cattle and the residue. And we'd promote it on the air.
I talked to Governor Lausche about that. Didn't impress him at all. He said,
I didn't care. Well, throw some names around.
Yeah.
This is the staff as was in 1975. Patricia Allen, you were gone.
I was long gone. Yeah.
Okay, then your name would
too.
Be on this list.
Right.
Okay. Who else? Harold Beard was an engineer.
I remember Harold.
Bill Curtis. Bill still...
Is he at M&I or something?
I don't know. That's Tom Simpkins.
Tom Simpkins,
yeah.
That's right.
He's at WRFD, the sales manager.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
Well, that's right. I think I knew that. Tip Carpenter.
I got a story about Tip.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Go ahead.
Tip was the chief engineer. One day I'm on the air when I was on from 10 to 2 before I went to Knights. And he came walking through. Remember, we had a little airlock before you got into the studio. And there's this woman standing there in this airlock. And Tip asked her, "What are you doing here?" And she reached into her pocketbook and got a handgun and says, "I'm here to kill Bob Arrington."
Is that the same woman you sent?
That's still there tonight.
That is an absolutely true story. Now, I'm on the air. I don't know all this is going on. And all of a sudden, I hear these police cars pulling up. Out, on Young Street, in front of there. So when a break, I get up and casually walk out into the lobby to see what's going on. And here's this lady out there telling these people that I've been dating her 15-year-old daughter.
Oh, wow.
And she had a mental problem, you know.
So, I think the same woman came
really
in to me.
And yes, she was, this was for real. If Tip hadn't stopped her in the airlock, and it was just by accident.
We have that here every night.
And, you know, Tip is about the size of my arm.
That's right.
I mean, he's just a little guy.
Well, I'm glad he was big enough to stop her.
Well, we did a lot of things. Really a strange cast of characters from time to time. I remember Tommy Vance, the curly-haired kid in the third row. He was all, you remember that
should've
ledge?
I know.
That ledge outside the building?
Yeah.
I was coming in to work. It seems like it was on the weekend. And I had this little tiny convertible, this Austin Healey Sprite. And I look up, and there's Tommy standing there on that ledge. He was on the air, and his record was playing. He's standing on that ledge in his underwear. And I had the top off the car, and I just said, "How you doing, Tommy?" He says, "Fine, John." I just kept on going. I assume he didn't jump.
he and what was the other?
Jim Simpson.
Simpson. Oh.
Oh.
He would come in at night. This was when I was on at night, 6 to 9. And he would come in, and he'd stand behind me. And as I was doing the show, we sat down at that time to do the show, and he'd stand behind me, and I'd say, "Well, Jim, what are you doing?" "Watching."
Oh, yeah. Well, the funniest thing about Jim Simpson was he'd walk around with his tie and his coffee cup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, now, we've told all these stories on those guys. Nobody remembers me.
Where did Chuck go? I mean, we have to wing it now, guys.
No, because, he's over there trying to figure out if we're really on the air.
At that oldie station. Ready to go.
So, when I was there.
One of the news stories of all time. Here is John Hill.
Probably back in the middle 60s to near the early 70s, we did something called the WCOL News Flashes, where the news department would put these, you know, four or five stories together with the weather and a blurb about one of our clients and take it out to all the restaurants in town. Well, what they would do, it would be on a,
on a tabletop.
Eight and a half, like a tabletop.
Tablecloth.
Yeah. Anyway, they would type the first one on, and then they would type the second one using the first one to refer to. And apparently the guy that did it this one week wasn't really paying attention.
He doesn't work there anymore.
No, I think it was Kenny Danner. Remember Kenny?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. This is a side story. He got so mad once he slammed the door and couldn't get it open. He had to crawl over the...
He's out on the ledge with the cat with his underwear.
Anyway, Pope Paul...
He worked there?
He came to Columbus for some reason or the other. And I'm just going to read the story to you. And it says, Pope Paul may have to undergo surgery to cure an infection of the urinary tract. The pontiff, age 70... fell ill in a fight. Now, here's the real kicker. He was treated and released at Riverside Methodist Hospital.
That's priceless.
And we had to go out and collect all those.
No, the guy, Jim Rett printed those.
Oh, yeah.
Last I heard, he was in Guam.
He was always in that dark room.
Oh, yeah, the great printing press.
And not alone, either.
Okay, I think we're about ready to roll on.
Yeah.
Here, ready to roll it?
Roll it.
Let's do something.
Take three.
Go, team, go! Win, team, win! Win!
Ah, catchy cheer, that.
Win!
But the All-Americans will need all the support they can muster to pull out of this weekend unscathed in two nights, two games. It's All-American Basketball this Friday and Saturday nights. Friday night at 8 p.m., the COL Hardwood Heroes tangle with the faculty of Finland Junior High in a faculty-sponsored set. Saturday night at 8 p.m., the All-Americans meet the Pleasant View Faculty Five. This weekend will, without a doubt, be the most trying of the season for the All-Americans. So lift your cheering voices in a chorus of support. It's new WCOL All-American Basketball.
At the start of a new romance, you'll find it all so new. At the start of a new romance, you'll find you want it too. A never-end, a busy way. Remember all the nights and days at the start of a new romance.
Boom, 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 boom.
At the start of a new romance, won't you give Cupid a chance? At the start of a new romance, won't you give him a chance to find someone who's
Tonight we salute the great radio station and the DJs that work there. The station I'm talking about is WCOL, the new WCOL that led the pack all from the late 50s all up through the early 70s. This is Chucko, and we'll meet the DJs. They'll be right back in just a moment. Right now, let's rock and roll.
Music, that's our middle name. 1230 Music, WCOL.
Tonight,
from 61 and tonight. Tonight we've got the legendary All-American DJs from Big COL. Welcome back, guys.
They didn't call you.
Yeah, who's a legend here? Listen, I had to carry you guys on my back for 10 years.
The point was that we were just making a point here that in the old days at COL, they really kept us hidden. Like Sonny said, you're only allowed to say your name once a show, and they didn't want anybody to know who we were or anything else. But we killed them, didn't we? I mean, we broke that down after a while.
Yeah, after a while, when they came to town and they started doing surveys, Coca-Cola and Gillette came to town and did surveys to see who the top jocks were, and the COL guys came out on top. And after that, they couldn't hold us back anymore.
Dan Morris told me one time that at times during the day, that was Hooper Nielsen and...
Pulse ratings were big then.
And that our ratings, we'd have 90% of the listeners.
Mm. I had a couple of copies of some old Pulse ratings, and several times, late at night, like around 10:30, 11 o'clock, we were in the 92 percentile.
Yeah, that's what
that's unreal.
I never saw that, but I heard that story.
Yeah, I saw them.
They thought I'd ask for a raise.
Well, that's not true, guys. I saw that survey, and I had the 92%.
I'm
glad I could clear this all up.
Me too.
I'm looking at this old list I have, and it says that Dan Morris is the general manager. When did that happen?
1971.
I'll be darned. Congratulations.
No, that happened before I left. I left in 67.
Yeah? I'm just kidding. I knew
did you? Yeah. Well, John, I never know what
the heck. Well, I don't know.
Listen, man, I tried to get this show together several months ago, and I've had people drop hints over at Nationwide to Dan Morris that we was going to be doing something. And he intimated to several people that he was going to send us a tape. Now, I never did get a tape.
Oh, no, that's my fault.
Oh, okay.
He sent it to me, and I have not been able to be at home to get it. But yes, Dan did do that. He sent a tape of jingles.
But back in 61, November 61, or December 61, he came from WTVN, was one of the original WCOL Lively guys at that time. Mm-hmm. And Dan Morris, even though in my heart I know his situation, I did wish that he could be here tonight. But I've had one record I've been very aware of for more than 30 years, and this, I swear, is the Dan Morris Personality Pick Hit of the Week on WTVN, November 13th of 1961.
Hey.
Let's welcome back the COL All-Americans.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, these All-Americans didn't quite make the team.
I wonder if Dan remembered that.
Oh, I'm sure he's hanging on every word.
It.
Yeah.
I wish I never
That's probably
that.
Him on the phone.
Let me tell you a Dan Morris story. I've told you, right? I think Dick Weber, our music director, went to New York. At the time, we decided we really don't need a music director, and Dan and I picked the hit of the week. That song was played 1 week. It was never heard of again, and we hired a music director.
No, I did it.
Oh, you did it?
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's how we got all the acts for the Hobson show.
Yeah,
I see.
I used to take money.
Yeah, I understand that. Hey, listen, guys, we have to do a commercial here right now.
Okay.
Because they're treating us better here and giving us more food than we ever got at COL.
What, pizza?
You know, we were all very slender at COL.
That's right.
Yeah.
All four pictures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Anyway, we have some really good... How is that pizza?
Excellent.
Sonny Palmer is eating, it looks like, what, pepperoni?
Mm-hmm.
Double cheese. Nice, crispy crust.
Low-cal.
Crust. It comes from Nick's Pizza and Subs, Bob.
Okay.
You've heard about Nick's Pizza and Subs.
Yeah, well, I'm going to from now on.
Well, yeah, I work in Cleveland now, and the only reason that Little Caesars has made it in Cleveland is because Nick's Pizzas and Subs stays in Lancaster. That's
okay,
how good they are.
Write that down.
You know?
They don't expand.
And they have a list of specials as long as your arm. How am I doing with this commercial?
I think it's excellent.
Okay. Do they have a phone down there where you can call and...
It's on the idiot card.
Call 653-3268. What is that number again, Bob?
Bob.
653. What is it? 653-3268.
There's an echo in here.
Okay, it's all coming back to me. I never gave you any copy to read when I was production director.
I had that planned.
Anyway, we all want to thank Nick's Pizza and Subs, especially Sonny here, if he could...
Does he deliver
to West Liberty?
Yeah, West Liberty, Cleveland, all over the place. But I'm going to have a piece of it, and we'll follow up with this report later.
That's right. Yeah. I've had pizza in Italy, and not any better than this.
Oh, he's throwing those around
like
again.
That, yeah.
He's making money now.
Yeah.
He is making money.
Sure.
Okay.
Is that all?
I got a call from Neil Shapiro.
Windows and sashes. I don't know why he does this.
Hey, guys, do you know I got a call from a fan? Neil Shapiro called.
Oh, yeah. Neil used to work at CLL.
Yeah. Yeah, now he's doing well.
I am but a fool.
Yeah.
I got a call from a guy named Steve that never worked there. That's even...
That's I got a call from that woman who was standing outside wanted to shoot you. She's a half a block away.
She's on her way down the street.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys are great. Yeah. You know, one of the things that I really remember about COL, we're going to play a record here from one of the local bands in town that was... I did more bar mitzvahs and bas mitzvahs than anybody in the world.
I really had my own yarmulke.
Yeah. Going to Bexley for me was like, you know, that's where I lived there for a while too. But anyhow, I had this band with me a lot. And in fact, I've seen some of the guys recently. Columbus has quite a music history from that time period. There were a lot of great bands around. And this was probably one of the best. These guys were from Worthington. We're in the North End area. And we'd like to play it for you now. You ready, Checo? Beat to the Dantes.
Oh, yeah.
It's now number one on the 30 WCOL.
Dantes and their big number, Can't Get Enough of Your Love. And I can't get enough of the All-Americans, and here they are.
Oh, yes, we are.
They are. Boy, Nick's pie, I'll tell you, it's okay.
Well, that's good. That is good pie.
Talk, I'm going down the hall and eat.
We were talking about who had what band, and you had the Dantes.
The Dantes did a lot of things with me.
And the band I worked with.
I had another group, and they were twins, or not twins, but brothers, and I can't remember... Who they were, I don't remember the name of them.
Was it, I think it was the Electras?
No, that was Upper Arlington. Yeah. I did a lot of things with the Electors, too, yeah.
And my band was Fred Gerling and the Continentals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And who did you have?
Runabouts.
Yeah, and
Tommy Williams and Runabouts.
Oh, yeah. That's a good band.
Those people have grandchildren now.
So do I. What are you talking about? And Mike Adams had the Rebounds.
Yeah, the Rebounds.
And there are other bands around town. What was the one out of Marion? The Ohio Express?
Ohio Express. We did that. In fact, when I went to New York, we did Ohio Express with Super K with Yummy Yummy Yummy. That was the first record that I ever... the first one was Jamie Lyons and the Music Explosion. When I went into the record business, so we took that. And then I moved
into Bob's house, okay? You were on your way to Atlanta.
By the way, you still have my shovel?
Yeah, I still have that. I have your ladder, too.
Okay.
Anyway,
just so I know.
This house is 20 feet by 30 feet, and a lot of that is made up of a back porch, right?
And
it was a nice house. But there were phone jacks all over the place. There must have been 20 phone jacks in that house.
Well, I was doing promotion, and I used to have to call from every place, including the dock.
And you were doing the Osmond Brothers the Cowsills?
The Partridge Family. The Partridge Family, the Cowsills, Tony Orlando, and Don.
Yeah.
Those were when I was with Wes Farrell. Wes just passed away recently. And Wes wrote Hang On Sloopy. And which is very famous here.
Yes, it is. I've heard of the song.
Yeah,
heard of the song. In fact, we had that group there.
What a memory.
In fact, he wrote the first record released in the United States by the Beatles, which was on the Chicago label, VJ, was called Boys.
Hmm.
And he wrote that, too.
Did.
And that was their first American release.
Okay, I have a trivia question for you. I'm going down this list again.
I'm in trouble.
Who is Dean Schlienbaker?
Jerry Dean.
Yeah.
That's right.
I'm glad. I bet if he was listening, he was glad you said that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, let me see. Harry Valentine is on this list. I just read last week that Harry is now the manager of WIOD in Miami.
Miami.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Yeah. You don't know Harry? Well, no, you wouldn't. He was there after you left. So. Anyway, Chucko, what do you have for us?
My association went two phases. Mm-hmm. While I worked at COL, and then after that, when I went into the record business, I was still promoting records at COL, because you guys took a lot of money to get records.
By you. That's what we're talking about.
No, it's right out.
They didn't get that legal.
You didn't get that list, did you?
That's more than 7 years ago, guys. Don't worry.
You remember Pat Nelson? Perry Stevens.
Perry Stevens. I work now with his son, Eric.
Really?
Honestly.
Eric was the music director at Wixie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eric is now 50 years old.
Don't mention it.
Right.
Harry Stevens came in to me one day when I was music director at COL. Nice guy. And he was one of those guys in that time that wore these strange sport coats. You know, I mean, the checkers and the things like that.
What's wrong with that?
And he brought a record in, and he said, Bob, I want to tell you something. If you play this record, you could dress like I do. And I looked at him and I said, why would I want to do that?
Okay, who was the guy on Main Street that owned the bar? I think it was called the Boathouse. Pat Zill. The keys are in the mailbox. Come on in.
Yeah.
Yeah. The keys are in.
Boy, and when we went to his bar,
man,
nothing cost you. You had to pay him.
Yeah.
Free. Yeah. That was great.
That's what we have.
More things were free than I want to tell you.
Yeah, I know.
I think we better get to our next thing, whatever we're going to do.
Whatever we're going to do.
Do you want to give your house a lift? Do you want to make it sing with color? Paint it up with paint from Dean and Barry. Dean and Barry makes the job so easy. Dean and Barry colors are so new. Dean and Barry quality is always better. Dean and Barry paint is made for you.
And Barry Paint, always a shade better.
Happy holiday season.
Tonight we're listening to the All-Americans from WCOL, Sonny Palmer, Johnny Hill, and of course, Bob Harrington. And now they're going to fashion original WCOL type spot for Colleen's. It's going to be a live read, and as Johnny just said, in your dreams.
Let's
take 560.
You know how long it's been since I've done a live commercial.
Did you ever cut a spot with Dan Morris?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
it could take a week.
Especially, it took me that long to learn how to turn on the machine. I was not an electronic one.
Where is the machine?
I do know Colleen, though. I've been
oh,
to
you
her
do?
Store. Yeah. And I've been to a couple of her conventions because I do collect some records here and there.
You've been trying to sell those things for 30 years.
I know, but the one.
I've been to a store, too, actually. Yeah. I have nowhere to go on Oakland Park.
If you can't find the oldies, I'll tell you it's a great place to go. They really do have a good collection out there.
Is that, is that in your copy?
Now.
Or
yeah, this
is,
no, I'm ad-libbing now. You know, if you got it. Do you have a jukebox?
No.
Who's got any
What kind of box do you have?
I don't even have a radio in my house.
Okay. Well, if you have a jukebox, or if you want to buy one,
okay, just assume that I have a jukebox at home.
Oh, well, then okay. You want to go to Colleen's and get some records to put in it. They're out on Oakland Park. That's where I went. They've been there a long time. 1476. And that's up in the north, you know, Oakland Park.
I know exactly where they are.
Boy, if I get through this, we're going to be lucky. 45-33-78. Colleen, forgive me, and her nice partner.
We're timing this thing with a calendar.
We're going to sting this with a singing clock.
They have a book out there. No, you guys, somebody else.
Are we still talking about Colleen?
Yeah, we're talking about Colleen. And no matter what record you want, whatever kind, they have it, or they can tell you where to get it. And so it's a good place to go. And they have old toys. All right.
Oh,
here
they
I am.
Have toys.
They are. Paper Ooh. Items, some movie stuff and music memorabilia and many other collectibles. Excuse me, Chuck's cueing another record in my
ear. Name that song.
Colleen's Collectibles, founders of the Columbus Record Convention. Had that down at Vest Memorial. I've been down there two or three times. They've been doing that since 1978. I got through my part. Well, let's see how you...
Okay, now my part of Colleen's spot here is page number two. And I'm going to read it verbatim, okay?
Wait a minute.
I'm adjusting my trifocals. Okay, start the clock. It says here, I've known Colleen since the 1960s when I was a DJ at WSAC Radio in Fort Knox, Kentucky.
Oh, were you there too?
He was in jail.
I don't know. It says it right here.
He's in jail.
Yeah, I don't remember that job, but I'm sure I was there. Colleen and her sister always won contests and many junk pile room records on the air.
That's the stuff we wanted to throw out, but we're too lazy to.
Yeah.
Maybe she's
that they're trying to peddle now. It says right here they're trying to peddle these records right now.
You weren't supposed to read that.
Okay, well, no, no. The part here that's all crossed out about Colleen and Gus.
Yeah, cross that out. That takes an hour to read all
that. Okay, when you visit Colleen at 1476 Oakland Park Avenue in North Columbus, they will help you with all
of your collectible needs.
What a pickup.
If you're hunting for a song, for a favorite toy, or a collectible from the past, you'll have an experience you'll never forget. Believe me.
they have it all.
Do you still have those dolls at home?
Need some information? Call Colleen's Collectibles at 261-1585.
What was that?
They are open Tuesday through Saturday, 11:30 to 5 o'clock. Colleen's Collectibles, buy, sell, trade, records, and nostalgia. And that's 261-1585.
What's that number again, Sonny?
261-1585.
Colleen, we appreciate you. We're just ticking along here. But
you know, in Cleveland, where I work, if we had this spot on the air, we would sell spots on each side of it because it's a program.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's something that was completely illegal at WCOL. No double spotting.
Yeah,
every spot was spotlighted. That could lose your job if you double spotted.
Oh, I was good at losing my job.
You could hold your breath through those records, though.
Yeah, right.
Remember Frankie Avalon and Annette? The records last about a minute and 30 seconds, and that seemed like an eternity.
The records were shorter.
We used to make shorty top 40s. Yeah. Remember?
We'd edit them out.
You did.
No, I didn't.
Weber did.
Weber did, but Johnny Hill was really good at production. He was able to do that, and you could never tell it.
We always told him that because none of the rest of us wanted to go.
Well, that's right. Well, I mean, now you can tell.
Boy, is Hill good. Let him go.
Yeah, let me tell you something, guys. I want to make it public. I hated production. I did that for about 10 years. Oh, I was real good.
At least that's what we told everybody.
Yeah.
Joe believed us.
Remember the first day. Here's one for you and I remember the day. The first Wendy's had just opened there where it is on Broad Street.
That's right.
And you and I were in the studio with
Dave Thomas,
and little Wendy was a baby.
Yes, she was.
I mean, just a little girl. And we cut the first commercial for Wendy's,
yep,
that day, and you tried to get me to do some production.
Yeah.
And
I never really succeeded.
And Dave Thomas tried to borrow $10,000.
You should have given him the money, Bob.
I was stupid. I didn't get to do it.
Right.
That's when we found out those sandwiches were actually juicy.
Juicy, yeah.
They weren't.
So remember, when you worked at WCOL, you didn't have $10,000.
That's right.
If you could go around the world on a nickel, you couldn't get out of sight.
Hey, listen. Sometimes you pedaled home.
We could do a whole show on just the cars that we had to drive in those days.
Oh,
yeah.
I had some nice machines, really.
But you rented those, didn't you?
No, my Lotus, no.
Where'd you get that?
How do you think all those strange records got played at night?
I leased that, yeah, from Bill Swat, remember?
Oh, yeah, I got a couple cars from Bill.
Well, he converted, that's the reason.
Yeah. are we going to play another spot here?
Wrong. Yeah. Let's roll it.
We better.
Get in.
Look, up there in the sky, look.
It's a scrawny thing.
Is it a chicken? Is it Spiro?
It is Bridget the Midget.
Ho, ho, ho. Don't be afraid, Earthlings. It's just me, the friendly Super Duper Man, here to save you money. Listen.
Things are hopping at Super Duper this week. Frog legs, pound fresh with more bounce to the ounce and specially priced at 49 cents a pound. And since we're on the subject of rivers and streams, let's keep them clean. Don't dump your paper bottles and cans. Put them in the proper trash container. It will give you and your neighbors a better place to live. Keep the water clean and we'll continue to offer you specials like the one we have this week on frog legs. Hop over to your neighborhood Super Duper this week and hop out with super fresh frog legs for 49 cents a pound. That's it. See you later.
Perhaps one day we'll meet again.
Love that Super Duper. Wow.
WCOL.
don't care?
Who don't care? Is that a
Kent don't care?
You got some trivia for you. Tell us about Kent don't care, and we'll run the deal for you.
Well, Kent's
hey, listen,
name.
Wait a minute, I've got to log in the time we ran Colleen's. We started at 9:45 and we ended it up at
8:45.
Yeah, we had to break in the middle of the spot because Sonny was having a birthday.
She sure got her money's worth on that one at that oldie station. Colleen, put in a plug for us.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's still getting.
Well, what about the pizza? We haven't plugged them for a while.
Let's plug them again.
Yeah, Nick's Pizza and Subs. And I really don't want to forget Jason Young down at David Mike's Marathon either.
Oh, no.
Okay, no.
I might need gas. And no, I'm not driving.
I tell you, they serve a great meal over at Shaw's right across
needs
the street.
Some gas. They're plenty of parking. Plug it.
Speaking of gas, how you doing, Sonny?
Why should it change?
It's a long walk home, man.
It's doing great.
Yeah. So you want to know about Kent?
Yeah, what about him? He didn't care about him.
He didn't care. His name was Kent Goodman. And he had several used car lots all over town, four or five of them.
And two or three cars.
And two or three cars, which he sold every 45 days.
That's right.
And his account executive was Tom Simpson, Banjo.
Oh,
I
think
Tom Simpson. Huh?
Simpkins.
I know that. Well, yeah. Thinking about Jim Simpson.
He drives a Simpkins.
I shared an office with Tommy for years.
What was the name of the guy who did the Kent Don't Care commercials?
I can't think. Paul something, right? Yeah.
Paul McGonigal.
The only thing he did that anyone ever remembers him, he did Kent Don't Care.
Yeah.
He didn't care.
Anyway, Kent.
He didn't have any hair.
Neither did I then, but I
you've grown it since then.
Yeah, he sold the Corvair.
Yeah, right. It's like it's $22 a month. You pay off the hair in about 3 years. I look great.
Does anyway, it when they put those little nails in your head?
I use a whammer gun. It stays on there through everything. You go swimming and everything. Yeah,
I knew you looked different. You know, I just figured it out.
You know who I talked with last week? Cy Sperling. I'm ready to die now because I actually talked with Cy Sperling.
I don't know who that is.
He, a hair club for men.
Oh,
okay.
Well, you guys have been, you know.
Well, I've never had that problem.
Okay.
This is my real hair.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You're kidding.
I guess you won that bet, Bob.
Move the cameras back out of the way so I can see. That's all right.
And we were talking about Kent Don't Care.
Yeah, and he did.
He was actually a finance company. He would sell these cars with minimum amount down and then repo them after about 45 days if you didn't make your payment.
Right. Yeah.
And that is the end of that, really.
He came to my house often.
Oh, yeah.
Let's listen to Kent Don't Care, then we've got Mike Adams, Long Distance.
Oh, Lord.
It's time for Corn from Kent, starring the ever-popular Hink and Dink.
Scotty, Waddy, Doodah, Roddy, Johnny, Doodah, Scotty, Waddy, Doodah, say.
Hey, did you hear the one about the hen who scolded her offspring?
No, what did she say?
If your father could see you now, he'd turn over in his gravy.
Scotty, Waddy, Doodah, Rocky, Tacky, Doodah.
How about the kangaroo who smacked the young one in her pouch and exclaimed, I'll teach you to eat crackers in bed?
Or how about the termite who boasted to his brother, this'll bring the house down?
You know, Dink, some man called me here at the station the other day wanting more information about our sponsor, Mr. Kent, and his used cars. So we talked for about a half hour.
Stand by.
He was brand new in Columbus, new on the job, and was asking if his credit would be any good. I told him, Mr. Kent, don't care as long as you're 21, employed, and live in or near the city.
Wonder if he bought a car, hey?
Yep. He called back this morning and told me more about Kent than maybe I told him. Said the Kent folks were real nice to him, and they explained all about their guaranteed financing for cars under $400, the Kent Care program, nationwide warranty, and small down payments.
See our sponsor, Mr. Kent of Kent Incorporated, at 3333 East Main, 1400 Sullivan Avenue, or 2794 Cleveland Avenue. And we'll be back soon with more Corn from Kent.
Scotty, Waddy, Doodah, Roddy, Johnny, Doodah, Scotty, Waddy, Doodah, say.
Give me a break at that oldie station. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to switch to the Boss Line and the West Coast for the cat with the most hair, Mike Adams. Michael, are you on there?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, but we can't hear a word you're saying.
Oh, really?
Refuse the charges.
That's strange.
I did that, and they put them on anyway. They must really dislike this program.
Well, I have high-quality one of these digital phones, so is it okay? I mean,
that must have been made in a Honda plant over there.
I want to make sure I'm on there good. I want to make sure the quality's good.
That's all right. We'll put a lot of interference in it from this end.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just hit it. You know, we used to do that WCOL. We used to have, what's his name, Gene Ferguson come in and change the tubes.
Yeah, one of these.
Hello.
WCOL.
We'll have to,
All night long.
repatch it, I guess.
Yeah, that's good. Well, tell you what, that'll make you feel more at home.
Yes.
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, so can I should talk.
Can you hear us on this end at the Oldie Station?
Well, I have to turn up the monitor or speak closer to the phone. I can barely hear you, but if you can hear me okay, I've got a million stories. You know, I have a good memory, and I remember everything from the very first day I walked in the door there.
Oh, don't let him on.
I don't want to listen to this.
Hey, who's there? Who's there?
Nobody.
Hey, today's my birthday.
It is?
Yeah, you know how old I am?
27.
You know how old Sonny Palmer must be?
Yeah.
26.
Hey, I don't want to hear that.
Well, I'm 54, so Sonny must be 100, right?
You're just a baby.
Watch it, Terry.
Bob, that's you, right?
That's right.
Bob, I recognize your voice. You know, I was thinking... You know what I was thinking today?
No.
I was thinking about our wives. I was thinking about...
Which one?
I have a great memory. I remember Norma Palmer, I remember Janet Hill, and I remember Christine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm still married to Norma.
Well, I figured you would be, because she was a nice woman.
Bob and I both are married to Norma.
Yeah, I can imagine. Is that Hillside?
Yeah.
Are you there?
He's living and breathing.
Hey, listen. Can I tell you the story about how I walked into WCOL?
Yeah.
You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Oh, you have like, what do you want me to do? 2 minutes? 3 minutes?
It's your telephone.
Yeah, okay. Well,
we've reversed the charges, so we
have 800.
Talk all night if you want to.
Okay, I was in Athens, Ohio at a small radio station, WATH, right? And Dave
Ryan. They're listening tonight, too.
Yeah, you remember that.
Right? I remember them.
Anyway, Steve Jost hired me. And my name was Terry Hackney, right? Mm-hmm. And he said, is that the name you use on the air? And I said, well, yeah, I mean, I call myself Terry Hackney.
What'd you do? You sell chewing gum.
He said, you must be joking. So I said, I can't think of a name. Why don't you give me a name? So I buzzed the buzzer. I was on at midnight. It was September 1963. I buzzed the buzzer. Sonny Palmer, a nice guy to the end, let me in. And I said, I'm the new guy. And he said, well, okay, so he let me in. I came upstairs, bummed a few cigarettes from him. I said, what's my name? And he said, well, he pointed to the cartridge in the rack, the intro cart, and he said, you're Mike Adams. Well, I am.
Now you are.
So I had it changed. I had it changed legally.
Yeah, you did that legally, didn't you?
Yeah, I did it legally, actually, back in '65, because Terry Hackney, that was a bad name to grow up with.
Well, it was a lot of bills by doing that.
I heard his real name was Bernard Botson Trebniak.
That was the Hillside, Bernard Botson Trebniak.
Oh yeah.
Now I remember that well. So
do you have any kids now or what?
Well, yeah, I have a 16-year-old daughter.
Who?
And a couple of step. Children.
You're all right because Sonny and Bob are in Ohio.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. No, actually, I'm on my third wife. You know, it's radio, right?
Yeah, right. But what I've are you doing out there?
I remember my first wife. Well, everybody at the station knew her quite well, but I used to do the midnight shift. And listen.
Wait a minute
Listen, Franklin.
What do you mean, everyone?
Listen, Frank Lynn, the newsman, was on until midnight. I came in at midnight with my wife, my ex-wife, and she always left with Frank, you know, and I couldn't figure out what they were doing because I was so young. But
they went to White Castle.
They all knew her. What?
Where do you live?
I live in Santa Cruz, which is about, 25 miles south of San Jose,
mm-hmm.
And I work in San Jose, so...
Here, have some pizza.
Yeah.
It's much better out here.
Good to hear from you.
You guys must be on the sauce, too, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, we got that.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. They serve it here.
Hey listen, where are you guys?
Where are we taking our aspirin?
Where are you guys? Where are you living?
I'm retired.
Okay. Well, what retired from radio? I mean, you're just retired?
The record industry.
Oh, okay. Well, I remember that. Okay.
Yeah. He retired from radio when he worked for COL.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, in the early days, working
Collie
for COL was...
Collie said, you know, Harrington, the problem is your hair's too long. If you don't get your hair cut, don't come back.
I had... Do you know that I had two... more? Dan Morris made me get two haircuts in one day. He said... Here's what he said. He said, you get a haircut. I was on the air. He came in. He said, you know, if you get a haircut, Adams, I'm going to give you a raise. And I said, well, I don't really need the money.
you know, Dan Morris never asked me to get a haircut.
So he stomped out. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, John, we're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, John.
You had to go to, what was his name? The barber down there. That had the restaurant.
Ron Moretti.
Ron Moretti. Had to go to Moretti to get your haircut because I know Moretti was getting Morris kickbacks.
Yeah, he was. He used to do my nails, too.
May still do them.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
He did your nails. Now you're in California.
Yeah, that's
Is
right.
Is more to this story?
Not San Francisco.
Ah.
Yeah. You guys remember John Otting?
Oh, Oh, yeah. He owns a radio station in Kentucky, right?
Oh, is that right?
Sold it.
Oh, he sold it.
Well, you know...
Was that before he kicked the door down or after?
Well, you remember...
He wound up owning the door.
Well, you remember when Hillside went to the sales department, I had to do the morning show, but I had to pick up Otting in the morning because he couldn't get up, so I had they gave me the news cruiser, that giant, big 62 Nova station wagon with the call letters painted all over it.
He wasn't allowed to drive that.
Girls, exactly, exactly. You know, girls used to throw their panties at that thing when that went down the street.
Used to stick to the side of it.
Yeah, that's right. But anyhow, I had to pick that guy up in the morning. I had to drag him out of bed and put him in the news cruiser and bring him to work.
Yeah, that was quite a pair. He and John Paris. Remember John Paris?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Forget him.
I mean, I didn't like working 6 to 9 in the evening.
You know, we could do a COL show only good for cable TV.
I know.
Yeah, exactly. It always degenerated that. But, you know, I must say that it was the best time of my life. I still remember it. I still tell my students about it today. You know, this was like the best time of my life when radio was interesting.
Mine too, Mike. Some of the best days of my life.
Yeah.
don't give him my phone number.
Yeah,
best weeks of my life.
Yeah.
Well, you know, COL was a unique experience at that time.
Oh, it was.
I mean, the transitions we went through were very, very different.
Well, and we had fun there.
Yeah, we did. We had a lot of fun. We played lots of games. Mm-hmm. And the kids used to bring in all the cakes.
Yeah,
and all the food and all of that stuff, you know.
And Polly liked me.
Yeah.
The kids were very innocent back then.
Yeah, they made them out of Ex-Lex.
I'll be honest with you guys. The only reason I worked there is because they were paying me $200,000 a year.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if you guys were there when things changed, but I was there when they brought in Wes Hopkins and Jerry Gordon. Now, these guys I was making like $300 a month. And these guys were making like $10,000 a month, you know. And I went to the bank once with Jerry Gordon, and we were standing in line together to cash our check. And the woman behind the bank teller said, "Well, how come he makes so much more than you do?" So
he wasn't that good either. Yeah, just to be honest.
No,
he was. In fact,
Hopkins wasn't very good either.
No, he slept a lot.
Yeah, no. I mean, you know, they were trying for personality, but they, like looking
they
for love in all
anything.
The wrong places. Yeah.
Dan told me one time when that was going on, I was still there at that time.
Yeah.
I think I was still
there.
Yeah,
you were there.
And he said, well, the deal is that whenever someone else takes over, you know, they have to have their input and do the way that they think. So he put on that thing in the midday where we did it with all the cooking stuff.
Oh, yeah, the housewife thing. Yeah, the housewife thing, I know. No, WCOL was, you know, in a sense, it was a crass capitalist operation, you know, in a sense. I mean, they did everything possible. They took every guy that ever owned a business and made him the name of the day and the factory of the week and stuff like that. You guys have any air checks there, by the way?
No, we burned them.
Okay, I have something from 1971.
Why don't you just keep that?
Yeah. but the sheriff gave me.
I broke up once
doing
the name of the
team.
Yeah, I tell you, somebody couldn't pronounce their L's in the name of the day. One day was Dilly Dally.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Who's your writer, Harrington?
Yes, well, hey, I remember Bob's claim to fame was the Beatle Hour because that was right around late 63, early 64, and that was when we had like 100% of the audience that hour at night, I would say.
You know, it's gone from like 50% of the audience up to 90%, now it's 100% of the audience.
Keep going, I'm going to go back to work.
I'm amazed that any stations are left on the air up there.
Well, it was mostly 50%, but now WCOL is like a taxi frequency, right?
Yeah. It's changing the call letters tonight.
It is?
Yep, WFII.
No, that's horrible.
Midnight.
Well, that's horrible.
I'll talk.
Well, what can you say? I'm not going to say anything about it, but always remember that number 1230 is WCOL.
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
WFII, swear it's true.
It wasn't always WCOL, by the way.
Mm. Yeah, it was
the first station in Columbus.
Okay.
But it was WSEN, was in the Seneca Hotel.
Oh, really?
1921.
Yeah, 21 or 22. Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah, somebody sent me a history of the station over the internet, and I don't know where it is. I wrote it down, but it was a history the station actually had commissioned about 3 or 4 years
ago.
Well,
listen, we'll let you do this read on Colleen's.
What's that?
You mean we're going to call in again?
Yeah. Well, I have a coughing seizure here.
Yes.
Now, we're going to do another one of them by tomorrow.
No, I'm going to read it.
Good to talk to you.
Yeah, Mike, take care.
Family.
Take care, Mike. Yeah.
If I come back to Los Angeles, maybe we could do something.
Well, I wish you would. You know, can I give people my email address in case they heard this and they want to reach out?
Any of them that you still owe money to, this is where you can reach them.
Go for it. There was a couple young ladies sitting down in front of the studio.
Well, then let me just give this. The letter is M-H. M.H. Adams, right?
Oh.
At.
M.H. Adams.
What's that?
At.
That's a new cigarette.
At is a cigarette, a sign on the typewriter, at. People who have email understand what it is.
Go on.
At G-O-T dot, go. Dot N-E-T, at gotnet.
Okay.
M.H. Adams at gotnet.
Did you get that, Sonny? Okay.
You guys have email?
No.
No, we're good at shorthand.
Have in Ohio is snail mail.
Would you guys? Let's see. I'm trying to think if I have anything else.
Come back and do the Housewives Top 10.
Yep. The Housewives Top 10. That was Bob, right?
That was you for a while.
We all did that at one time.
Yeah, we all did that.
I hope when this damn thing's over, I'm an honorary COL DJ before I'm thrown out of here.
Well, you got the voice for it, Chucko.
That's
hey, listen, the T-shirt was really nice.
Oh, I hope you like it.
How many did you have made?
I thought I was the only 60. One who got a T-shirt.
Yeah. 60 shirts.
60 shirts?
Yep.
Do you have any extra?
I've already given away 30.
Do you have any more?
I think he's about ready to hit you up for another T-shirt.
He's going to try to hit me up for one of them shirts, but all I have is Micro Mini for the children, the youngsters in the audience tonight.
Youngsters listening
to this
show? Those
shirts are available for only $75. Make your payment to Chucko at that oldie station, Z103
and a half. 103
and a half.
Well, do you think...
Take care of yourself, Mike.
Okay, thanks, gentlemen. And would you send me a copy of this?
We'll email you tomorrow.
What's that?
We'll email you tomorrow. And we'll send you a recording of this upon receipt of $85.
No amount is too much.
Take care of you, Dad.
Yeah, shipping and handling's
$10. Hey, no amount is too much to be part of that great, legendary WCOL. That was a legendary and a special time.
And all the children in Athens...
And I'm glad I have a good job.
...fades out.
All I can say is I'm glad I have a steady job.
All I can say is it's good hearing from you again.
Hey, thanks.
Bonsoir. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, bye-bye.
Let's swing with the All-Americans on 1230 WCOL. About my hometown, capital of the Buckeye State. On the banks of the Osceola, the living here's really great. Sports capital state, capital city of renown. Columbus, Columbus, that's my hometown. Columbus, Columbus, that's my hometown. Civic Center, the University too. Capitol Square, Vets Memorial, Port Columbus and the Zoo. And WCOL is the swinging sound of Columbus, Columbus. That's my hometown. Columbus, Columbus. That's my hometown. From Broad and High to the outskirts, at any hour you can see the tower in my hometown. Looking down on the finest city I have ever found. Columbus, Columbus, that's my hometown. Columbus, Columbus, that's my hometown.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are going back to the...
Where are we going, Chuck?
I was just looking at which one of these idiot buttons to push at that oldie station, Z103.
Just read the lines I wrote for you, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck,
what were those? Shut up. Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that. We're going to do another spot for Colleen's.
Oh, we are?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We're going to let you get out of here until you do your duty.
Let's read this one backwards.
That's good. Let's do that.
Sonny, you go first this time.
Colleen's don't care.
Okay. You know, no, wait, John.
This is the one you're doing. Oh, okay. That's where I first. In Fort Knox, Kentucky.
No, this is the one you go. You're first.
Am I? Who? Oh, I'm first?
Yeah.
No, I'm not. This is the wrong one.
This one.
Can't find those oldies. There you go. There you go.
Okay. Which one?
Is this the first one?
Okay.
I don't know.
Can't find those oldies you've been looking for.
This thing is 3 pages long. I know.
Got a jukebox that needs filled. Colleen's Collectibles at 1476 Oakland Park Avenue in North Columbus has thousands of 45s, 33s, 78s, and CDs in stock with music for every age and taste. Also, they deal in old toys, paper items.
They're doing that again.
Wow.
They did that the last time.
Yes, sir. Movies, music, memorabilia, and many other collectibles. Colleen's Collectibles, founders of the Columbus Record Convention, held at Vets Memorial since 1978.
Where's that?
And Colleen, I shall be over and give you those pictures I promised you about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, you're not taking those pictures again.
Well,
come on, Sonny. You told me you
didn't. I paid him $5,000 for those pictures. Sonny, they're all over town.
I had one of those on the bus board the other day.
Yeah.
And then he had duplicates.
Yeah, I know.
You're supposed to buy the negatives, son.
I'm leaving here. I'm going right to Colleen's.
Yeah, I'll tell you the truth. I have known Colleen since the 1960s. That's the truth.
I've never met Colleen.
That's a lie.
She didn't live in Columbus back then.
Listen to this. I was a disc jockey at Fort Knox, Kentucky. If you believe that.
You weren't the only one.
You didn't see the flood. And Colleen and her sister won contests there. What did you used to pay them off with, Chuck?
Stuff out of the junk record box.
Way to go.
Which you probably got from some radio station someplace.
Yeah,
well, they have a format change or whatever. I'd go in and clean the place out.
Yeah.
Colleen and Gus love music and have been collectors. And this is true. They've been performing in bands since the 60s.
And they collect IOUs.
They do. She still sings occasionally, I guess. I hear that around town.
And here singing right now, shut up.
Yes, yeah, she says, am I paying for this? Look, Colleen, we'll all come out and buy an old Beatles record or something. Do you have any of the white covers?
No, I don't have any of those.
I do. When you visit Colleen, it's at 1476 Oakland Park Avenue in North Columbus. And you notice I remembered how to say Columbus. Remember how everybody says
your hometown.
Columbus.
Yeah. Is it Colleen's located near Dave and Mike's Marathon?
Yeah.
Where Jason Young works?
And Nick's Pie.
And right around the corner from Nick's Pizza and Subs.
Yeah, and at Colleen's, they all eat Nick's Pie.
Hey. Spend a vacation at
Colleen's.
And they don't care either.
Okay, wait, I've got one more line. That's it?
Of your collectible needs, whether you're hunting for a song, a favorite toy, or collectibles.
Or if you'd like to buy an FKS. Yeah.
Okay, the reason we're stumbling on this is on 3 pages, and it's handwritten. Anyway, what we're saying here is you want some collectibles, some records, you name it, Colleen will get it for you. All you have to do is stop by her location, or you can call her.
What's the number?
It's as easy as picking up the phone. If Mike Adams is still not hogging the line.
He's still on hold.
Okay, fine. And the number there is 261-1585. Okay, that's 261-1585 for your collectibles and Mike Adams' email number.
Yeah. send Adams' email. He needs
it. Look at the animated window. Look at Santa Claus moving around.
Each year, boys and girls, men and women have been delighted by Lazarus Animated Window. And this year, Lazarus has captured the gay holiday spirit in its all-new, completely different animated window.
It's Santa Claus's house!
Yes, the theme of this year's window is Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus at home. A look inside Santa's house at the North Pole. There's Mrs. Santa's sewing room with Mrs. Santa and her helpers.
Look, they're making dolls' dresses.
And there's Santa's reindeer stable with Santa at his anvil. Watch your children's faces light up as they watch Mrs. Santa in her candy kitchen mixing up a batch of candy. Your children will delight when they see all of the moving and animated figures, gnomes, animals, and more move and almost come to life before their very eyes. See Lazarus Animated Window today. Bring your children to see Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus at home. Lazarus Animated Window in the Town and High Street window at Lazarus.
This is Pedestrian Safety Month at the new WCOL, Columbus, Ohio, where the hits come to play.
Oh.
The new WCOL.
Driving safety sounds old hat, but it isn't when you think of all the lives that could be saved by practicing it. This is Gail Holden, Miss Teenage Columbus, urging you to try something old. Driving safety.
I remember when I first saw him. Something told me that I couldn't ignore him.
COL. The Raindrops and one that the boss DJs say, hell, Chuck, we never played any of that trash.
Well, you're the only guy in the room that knew what it was.
Your pick hit of the week, Dad. Okay, we've got Johnny Garbled and Jumpin' Johnny Hill. And they're going to do the Battle of the New Sounds tonight. Oh. It's yours. Go for it. I'm going to have another piece.
Okay, while you get that ready, I just want to, I don't know if Johnny remembers or not.
Oh, yeah.
We had Sam the Sham and the Pharaohs back in 1965, right when Woolly Bully was the number one song in the country, Bob. And it was on a Sunday. And the Thursday night before that Sunday, he was on a show called Hullabaloo, which was, you know, seen all over the country. Sam's voice cracked on it, so, I mean, it was live. But anyhow, we had him in Chillicothe at the Armory Sunday afternoon, and at the Armory, what used to be right across the street here. It's now a parking lot from the studios here.
That's because you had the guy.
on a Sunday night. So we go down in the Continentals.
Oh, yeah.
Remember the Continentals? They were from around Millersport and Buckeye Ocean.
Thornville.
Yeah. Thornville, you're right. And so we had them down there. I think we had in Chillicothe, we must have had, oh, you could have driven a herd of cattle through there.
There must have been three, four people.
It was about 50. We lost our tutus on that one. I mean, big time. So we're coming back. At least I'm coming back on Route 159, coming back here about halfway back. It's raining like, you know, cats and dogs. I get a flat tire. So there I'm out there along the highway in the rain, depressed because we dropped a bundle in Chillicothe. And here goes Sam flying by. He drove a hearse.
Yes,
you know, and he carried that big Hammond B3 organ, and her splattered me, you know, just one side or the other.
Got you
and
twice.
You got it. But anyhow, we came back here to the Armory that night, Sunday night, packed them. We had a heck of a crowd here. I think it was about 500 we had here. And so all the money that we made or lost, you know.
We barely made it.
I think Johnny and I split.
Wait a minute. I got to ask
$6.
Did Hill count the receipts?
Yeah. Wait a minute. He was driving a much nicer car, Bob, than I was.
I did.
Well, moving right along, folks. Listen, I had to pick Sam the Sham up. And he was staying at the Holiday Inn on West Broad Street. And I go in to pick him up, and this guy really looks bad. I mean, it's like 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning, and he comes rolling out, and there's something wrong with the man. Okay, he's pale, you know, he's not talking right. Okay, I'm very naive, remember this. And I finally got some cold water in his face, out in his hearse, and off we go to Chillicothe. And Sam the Sham only sang one song. And that was Wooly Bully. Mm-hmm. And the rest of the songs, is, maybe you remember.
All the stuff I play.
Stuff that Chuck plays now.
Chuck's hidden music.
But we also lost money on the Supremes.
Look,
we lost like $3 a piece.
Tonight.
I want to tell you, you know, you talk about us being, the three of us, and being from small towns. This is a true story. The Motown flew the Supremes down for us to have a concert at the Buckeye Building, I think.
No,
or the Lausche Building.
It was at Betts Memorial.
No. This was at the fairgrounds.
Okay, well, the one I'm
this was
about.
In 65, because I just bought a brand new GTO, the red convertible.
Oh.
Remember that? With three carburetors. And I thought I was cool. So here I am, you know, four on the floor and all this stuff. And I'm going out to the airport to pick up the Supremes. And that was all they were. No manager or anything else. The three girls got off of this private plane, came down, and got into the car. And I had the top down. And I said, well, we'll take you to your hotel. So I start driving across town. I thought, well, I'll drive them through the university. Of course, the top's down. I figure that this is their hair they're wearing, right?
Uh-oh.
It's not their
Uh-oh.
Hair. Diana Ross looked at me, and she said, look, just get us to the hotel. So, you know, we all went through those kind of stories.
So do you have a problem with people who wear hair pieces, Bob?
Yeah. Not anymore, Uh-oh. John.
I just want to say, I think it's great that Bob and Sonny and Johnny made it, you know, in here tonight, and it wouldn't happen if Chucko hadn't pulled some strings here to get you gentlemen here, and I want to thank you personally on behalf of everybody here at Z103, and those were the great days at COL.
Did you bring the checks?
Yeah, the checks are, okay. Bob, the checks are in the mail. Make okay. sure Chucko has the correct addresses.
Hey,
thanks for coming in.
Stamps on them. That's Johnny.
Thank you, Johnny.
Thanks, John. Yeah.
It's a good radio station.
Yeah.
We're having a ball.
Yeah. It is now.
Well,
listen,
it's better now.
So the reason I came here is because Chuck had me bring this used car engine down. It's in the back of the car, okay? Is that the only reason you invited me?
You got your ride from Kent?
That's right.
Okay.
Kent don't care.
Johnny's up here, ERE now, WERE.
Yeah.
They used to carry the Cleveland Indian games years ago.
Awesome. That was a flagship station. But for the Cleveland Indian games, the first radio station I worked at in Belle Fountain, Ohio. And that's where we got our feed in those days, was from ERE in Cleveland. I just remembered that when you said that. And that was great, because then I could just sit there and...
when was it that you were, the years that you worked at COL?
Boy, that's a tough one. 62, I think, 62 to about 66 or 67,
okay.
Somewhere in there.
And Johnny...
From 60 or 61 to about 74.
Well, you were there 13, maybe 13 years.
Yeah.
Sonny, how many years were you at COL?
112.
So 6, 7.
Okay. Right. 6 years.
Well, I'll tell you what, those were the golden years.
Thanks. And you know, Johnny, WCOL is changing its call letters tonight.
That's what somebody told me.
And we've had this show postponed two times because of sports. And it's when an my wife showed me the clipping from last night's news, I just thought for a second quietly, and I said, you know, that's an omen, that here we are having these people telling the story and hearing these things one last time. You know, it's just like, you know, I think of it as like a king that was good to the people, and they just defrocked him.
Well,
and it's a sad story, you know? It's
such
a great...
Come on, Chuck, stop it.
Hey, we can't take
the
air off. The next thing,
we're only human.
We're going to be asking for money next.
Wipe your teary eyes with some of this good Nick's pie back here.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing I would like to say, Johnny always thought I was from Southern Ohio. Actually, I'm not.
Where are you from?
I transplanted myself there because my parents were from Southern Ohio, but I was born and reared in Detroit.
That was so, after that
big city.
That was because of the morals charge, wasn't it?
No, that was you. That was you, Bob. Come on.
Actually, it's a rumor.
He was always playing
Diana Ross in the Supreme.
He was in the trunk.
With a wig.
I was in love with Mary Wilson. Well, anyhow.
You know, Chucko, these older guys have to get to bed, so
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I am going to have to go, guys.
What's that?
I am going to have to go. I really don't.
The bathroom's down the hall.
Yeah.
A couple of names before you that, but Dave Reinhardt. He
oh, yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I heard, is Mike Adams, was he on the line earlier?
Yeah, he was from California.
Okay. He and I went to school at OU also.
What was his real name?
Terry Hackney.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. He'll appreciate us then.
he told it.
Yeah. Oh, did the last time I heard Reinhardt, he was at LW in Cincinnati.
No, he's gone. There for a while, and I think he's in the last I heard, he was in Tampa.
I used to work in Tampa.
Is he still in radio?
Yes.
Because when he left COL, he was going to...
If he's in Tampa, he's not in radio. I know I work there.
Hey, well, I have to run, fellas, and I really appreciate the opportunity to come on here and talk a little bit and see these old compadres from years and years ago. It's been about 30 years. I hope we can see one another again before too long.
Sonny, could you let me maybe 5 or 10 bucks to get back?
Hey, just listen.
What about that 20 that, you already owed me?
Give him the gas guy's name and he'll...
Yeah, you mean down at the Marathon station?
The Marathon.
Sure. Put the coffee pot on, Mama. I'll be coming home soon.
Yeah, I do too.
Colleen, I'll be over to see you and give you those pictures, I promise.
Do you have any pictures of me?
No.
Oh, okay, good.
I'm sorry.
He only has those negatives.
So, Chucko, I think we're going home and going to bed,
they're
buddy.
They're for sale by then.
Thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it.
Well, you ride high on the way home.
You want to try that again?
I said you ride high, take two on the way home.
Take three.
And listen, thanks so much for being so kind to come with us.
For the right money, we're all available.
I know that. checks are throwaway. They're about as good as goofy car sales.
After all these years, we could finally afford to work at a station like this. Back in those days, we couldn't.
Well, we get paid with food here. It's pretty good.
Hey, I don't know about you, but I'm going to California and teach school with Terry Hackney.
Thanks, folks. We appreciate it.
Bye.
All right. We'll see you.
Sonny Palmer and Johnny Hill and Bob Harrington, those were the great days in Columbus radio.
Cream of the crop.
And thank you, Chucko, for making it possible tonight.
All right, Johnny.
Thanks, Chuck.
All right.
Good night, Chuck.
WCOL.